Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Eliza Hewitt wrote this song that we are singing this week. She lived from 1851 until 1920. She loved children. She wrote songs for kids just like you. And she also wrote many hymns that are in our hymnal. Do you know some other songs that she wrote? She wrote the song, "More About Jesus I Would Know, More of His Love to Others Show." Another song she wrote was, "There Is Sunshine in My Soul Today." And one of my favorites is, "When We All Get to Heaven, What a Day of Rejoicing That Will Be. When We All See Jesus, We'll Sing and Shout the Victory." Those are the songs she wrote. Have you sung some of those songs? They're pretty fun, and they're very peppy, too. So it makes me wonder if she was a happy, peppy person. What do you think? Let's sing this song together.
Let us sing a song that will cheer us by the way, in a little while we're going home. For the night will end in the everlasting day, in a little while we're going home. In a little while, we shall cross the perilous foam. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past.
First and Second Thessalonians. First and Second, can you say it? Timothy, and the last T, Titus. Good job. We are going over our books of the Bible today, aren't we? We have 5 books that we've been working on this week. Do you remember them? First and Second Thessalonians, First and Second Timothy, Titus. Good job. Titus was a book of the Bible that Paul wrote. It was a letter to a young man named Titus who was a pastor in Crete. He had a big job. He was supposed to organize a church, to set up the structure and the organization. You know, you might not realize this, but in your churches, you have a pastor who oversees everything. And then you have elders who help with teaching and deacons who help with the church buildings and upkeep. You have Sabbath school teachers and Pathfinder or adventure leaders, and even more. There are so many people that all help. They have a job to do, they know their job, and they do it. There is a structure of people who do their job and do it well. The problem was Titus didn't have that structure. He had to create it. He needed the help and experience from someone, that was Paul, to help him be able to help the church to function in a good way. So that is kind of the story behind the book of Titus. Paul wrote it to Titus. What about 1 and 2 Timothy? Who wrote that? Do you remember? Paul. And who wrote 1 and 2 Thessalonians? Paul. He wrote all 5 of those books. So let's start at the beginning. Start at Matthew, and we're going to go all the way through Titus. Here we go. You ready? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Good. 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus. Good job. Let's take a pause on learning our books of the Bible and let's go start studying our Bible lesson. Hello, boys and girls. How are you? Well, we have another day of studying about the signs that Jesus has given us so that we can know that his coming is near. When we see all of these things happening, we can know, oh, Jesus is about to come. Now, does he tell us the day? No. Does he tell us the hour? No. He wants us to look in the Bible for the signs that he's about to come, and to prepare our hearts and our minds so we can be ready for him and for us to tell others that he's coming. We have been talking about the signs of Jesus coming, haven't we? What was the one that we talked about the first day? False prophets and Christ are going to come. But does Jesus want us to even look at them? No, he doesn't. He doesn't want us to be deceived because they're going to try to deceive even the very elect. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. There's going to be earthquakes and famines. That's a lot of sadness. Did you know that the worse things are around us, the more we long for heaven? Before we get started, though, with our study, let's pause and let's pray and ask Jesus to send his Spirit to be with us. Dear Jesus, we ask that you will send your Spirit to lead us and guide us in your truth. Amen. The disciples were listening as Jesus told them about the future. We just went over a list of things. False Christs and prophets were going to come. Wars are going to happen. Earthquakes, famines, people would starve. You know, it's sad to think about what Jesus said would happen to many who would be loyal to Jesus. People who were following Satan would do all they could to hurt them. What did Jesus say would happen? Let's look at Luke chapter 21, verse 12 and 13. Luke chapter 21, verse 12 and 13. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Here we go. Luke chapter 21. That's kind of towards the back. Luke chapter 21, verse 12 and 13. What does Jesus say? Luke chapter 21, verse 12 and 13. The verses are the little numbers. Even though we are Jesus followers, that does not mean that we will be safe from bad things that happen. It doesn't mean that Satan and his bad guys are going to not be able to touch us. No, here's what Jesus says. Let's see what it says.
But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. But it will turn out for you as an occasion for a testimony.
Jesus is talking about what's going to happen to his followers. He knew that it would be natural for his disciples to worry about what should they say when they're taken before judges and before priests and before rulers. What do they say? How do they know that what they're going to say is the right thing? But do we have to worry about what to say? No. Jesus wanted them to remember his promise that no matter what happened, he would help them. Did you know that that promise is for us today? Jesus will help us too. We can know that he is there for us because this promise is not just for the disciples. This is for anyone who follows Jesus and who is taken before kings and rulers. What is this promise? Look at verse 14 and 15. We're still in Luke chapter 21. Now let's read verse 14 and 15.
Therefore settle it in your hearts, not to meditate beforehand in what you will answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist.
How wonderful! Even their enemies would know that what his loyal disciples were saying was true, and that they would not be able to argue against it. Jesus would put the words in their mouths so that what they would say, their enemies couldn't argue. You know what? He does the same thing for us. He will put his words in our mouth so that if we are ever in that situation, we don't have to worry about what we're going to say. Jesus has given us the words. But then, Jesus warned about something that's very sad. He knew that some in the families of those who chose to believe and be loyal to him would change their minds and turn against their own close relatives. Look at verse 16 and 17.
You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake.
Jesus said that they would be betrayed even by their parents or their relatives, and some would be put to death, and that they would be hated because they loved Jesus. Did something like that happen to Jesus when his brothers didn't believe in him at first? Did the priests and the rulers, did they hate Jesus, and did they look for ways to kill him? Yes. Jesus understands. But you know what? Our life is not about this earth and our life on this earth. Our life is about the life we're going to have in heaven. Those whose families turn against them because they're loyal to Jesus can always know that he understands just how they feel. I think of a story that Adventist World Radio shared and that they have up on their website. It is an amazing, powerful story about a young man who became a Christian. His whole family was Muslim, and they hated him for it. So you know what they did one day? They decided that they were going to go out and kill him, and they took a blade, a knife, and they went out and they tried to kill him. But when that knife touched his back, guess what happened? The knife blade bent. It curved. They could not hurt him. He had put Jesus first. His whole family was against him, but Jesus was right there with him. Did you know that if you ever have to make a decision for Jesus and your family is not right there with you, that Jesus will be with you? He will give you the strength and the power. And if you have made a decision for Jesus and there are other people, maybe kids at school or bullies or other people that don't like the decision you made, Jesus is still with you. He promises to never leave you or forsake you. And you know what? You have a crown of life up in heaven waiting for you. Even if we die for Jesus because we've chosen to be loyal to him, he has given us a wonderful promise. You know what that promise is? It's in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Revelation is the very last book of the Bible. Chapter 2, verse 10. Here's what it says. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Who has given us a crown of life? Jesus promises that if we are faithful, even if we have to die, if we are faithful to him, he will be with us. He will walk right there with us through the flames, through the fire, through the water, whatever it is, he's there with us. And he's promised that when we are faithful, he will give us a crown of life. I want that crown of life, don't you, boys and girls? Have you been faithful to Jesus? Have you asked him into your hearts today? Let's stop and ask him to come in and to live within us. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for your wisdom and your love. We give you our hearts. Take us and use us for your kingdom. Preserve us and keep us so that we can live a happy, wonderful life in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Luke 21:31.
When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see these
boys and girls, it's Miss Katie here. I am so glad that you have been enjoying this podcast. We have been hearing from you. We've been hearing your feedback, and we want to hear more. So if you want to tell us what you've been enjoying and what you like about this podcast, write me an email, okay? Seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. Tell me what you like. I love to hear from you. And you know what? We have some exciting upcoming programs. It is going to be a Bible question and answer with Pastor Jonathan and me, Miss Katie. We want to answer your Bible questions. Have you ever wondered why Jesus died for you? Or will my pet be in heaven? Or what is heaven going to be like? Well, I know that I've wondered those things, and I'm sure you have too. There might even be other questions that you want us to answer straight from the Bible, but we need to know what they are. So go ahead and write to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we are going to use your questions in upcoming episodes. We're really, really excited about it. We can't wait, and so we want to hear from you. Write to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org. Or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.